Blog Talk Radio.
All right, it's Fan Fever Feb right here on the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. We have amazing new show topics, special guests, and amazing music tributes, and so much more. We're celebrating Black History right here every day. Stay tuned.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
Hair Radio. Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most. Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Keeping the focus on community. That's what the Hair Radio Morning Show is really all about. Yes, we definitely like to keep you looking your best and being well educated on all aspects of the hair and beauty industry. I'd like to say, I think we take it to an all new level with our commitment to community. I think it's something that we're leading, truly leading the way. Especially as it pertains to broadcasting on the internet. Just not forgetting what community really represents. So, this show means a lot to a lot of folks because of that. And so community is not just a one direction thing. It really involves everyone, and we believe in that right here. That's where we started all of this. That's what we do. We look in the mirror first. So I'm Carrie Hines, and thank you so much for helping to support each other. And again, connecting right here in our very own community. Stay tuned.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
All right, it's Fan Fever Feb right here on the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. We have amazing new show topics, special guests, and amazing music tributes, and so much more. We're celebrating Black History right here every day. Stay tuned.
Oh, we know, Carrie, we're dealing with producer extraordinaire. When we dealing with you, Carrie Hines, it ain't no such thing as it's gonna be aight. No, it's never gonna be aight. It's always gonna be excellence, Carrie.
That's
what you do, man. You bring out the excellence in all of us. You make us step up to the plate, and you bring out us being professional at doing this. That's what you do, man. I mean, you know, that's what you do. Wouldn't you guys agree with that?
Absolutely.
I agree. And I think it's trusting, Carrie, too. Like, you can't open up or can't be 100% honest if you don't trust the host or trust the person who you're dealing with. And I think that's the camaraderie that's there. Everybody trusts Carrie, and then we trust each other.
Let's just remind everybody, Keisha McAllister, you run and operate Lavender Beauty out in Fairfield, California. And what I love about it is that this is a salon suite. And just remind everybody the difference between like a salon suite and a traditional full big old salon.
Well, a salon suite is more focused on the by appointment only service to each of your clients. It also allows for the stylist to work with a specialized clientele. So whether that might be disabled or people who need a certain type of privacy because of hair loss or different types of issues, this is what offers that clientele the service and the privacy. The big salon is also, they're also a lot of fun, but they don't give the privacy that some people need or require. And so that is what has allowed me to serve my clientele for many years on a by appointment and only basis.
Now, do you get spoiled being like not working with about, a number of other hairstylists? Do you get spoiled being like working, in a singular capacity, if you will?
I don't think so, because you still have to work with clients. You're still working with people. And that means you still have to be, on your P's and Q's about how you speak, how you present yourself, you know, what y'all talk about, what you listen to. It's still the same experience. So, no, it doesn't. You don't get spoiled, because it's not to be away from people. It's just now that I offer a different type of service.
Well, I'm loving this, because I was just thinking as you were saying this, and I'm thinking, oh, I'll bet the clients actually would really appreciate that extra little. It's like they get to have the attention really focused on them.
Definitely.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois. And that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets, and if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible, but we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Wow, Carrie. It definitely was a surprise, as you said. It really was. The organization I'm with is called Veterans on Board, and it's a peer support group.
And as Carrie said, every Friday from 9 to 11, and that's East Coast time, and we meet in the Fredericksburg area. And we just share, and we share our triumphs, and sometimes, you know, it might not be a triumph. We share our days leading up to the meeting, and we do cares and concerns, and we just have a great time as veterans, because we need that as veterans. Sunday past, we had, actually, it was our Christmas party, so leading up to Christmas, unfortunately, we just had some complications and, you know, meeting time issues, and we actually didn't have it during the Christmas time, but we had it Sunday on the 28th of January 2024. And in the process of the meeting, I was called to the front, and, you know, we have a big group of people, and they called me to the front. Some of the leaders of the group called me to the front. And I was kind of taken back. I'm thinking, okay, I didn't think I had to do a stand-up comedy, because they know I'm kind of one of the kind of comedians in the group. But it was on a very serious note, one of our veterans, and she does beautiful poetry, beautiful. She actually read a poem about me and being so dedicated doing claims for people in the group, for the veterans outside of the group, and they know how dedicated I am. They kind of laugh and joke and say how long they'll be with me with the claims, but I have had the opportunity to touch so many people's lives. And then after they presented, or she presented the poem to me, and they brought out, as you would call it, Carrie Hines, this ginormous, I don't even know what to call it, Carrie. It was like getting, it was a reward. It was a trophy. It was a plaque. It was just ginormous, and it showed a group of Buffalo soldiers. And that's what they called me. They said, you are a Buffalo soldier. You have soldiered so much and sacrificed, and you made sure the veterans that you touch are getting service with their claims for compensation, and you are a tireless guy that does this. And we just wanted to show our appreciation for you. We may not say it a lot, but we, as a group, we wanted to show our appreciation for what you do for veterans. And then everybody clapped. You know, they gave me this standing ovation and clapped. And I was just taken back. You know, it was a very humbling, and it was a very emotional experience that I will always cherish. I really will, because I just love doing what I do as Carrie knows.
Michael,
it just blew me away, Carrie.
And same here. When I heard this news, I just want to say that I'm not surprised. You literally personify an epitome. You're the epitome of a person who is always doing the best on behalf of the fellow veterans. And I'm just grateful that we can bring what your plight is all about to our platform on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Folks always say, well, hold it. You're talking about veteran claims. I thought this was the Hair Radio. Well, it is exactly that, because our broadcast is all about what, Michael? What three things do we say the Hair Radio Morning Show is all about?
It's all about hair, beauty, and community, Carrie Hines.
It most certainly is. And you're helping to put the C in the word community with your efforts. So I, on behalf of everybody here at the radio show, the network, our Afrolock Mega, everything that we do, we support you and we salute you on your efforts. And we're going to be talking with you a little bit more. We know you'll be with us throughout the entire broadcast today. And so we'll be getting, you know, we're going to be catching up quite a bit. But I just wanted to take a moment to acknowledge this incredible and beautiful award. And hopefully, Michael, get us some pictures that we can put up on our social media. We'll take care of that today. And so I just wanted to let you know how much it's appreciated. You know, we have to continue to support each other. Now, Michael, the Buffalo Soldiers, why, what were the Buffalo Soldiers about? Can you take a moment and just tell us, to help educate and inform folks, please?
Sure, Carrie. What the Buffalo Soldiers were about, they were African-American men that were tasked with being out in the Midwest, Southwest, rural at that time. It was very rural. And they were tasked with defending those areas as soldiers. And they did such an excellent job of defending those areas. And they were Indian attacks. They were settlers and that were going to, I guess you would call it, the New World out there. And that's what they were tasked with. And they did the job so well, the Native Americans called them Buffalo Soldiers because their hair reminded them of the buffalo, just like their tenacity. That's what it reminded them of. And that's how they got that name, Buffalo Soldiers.
Carol loves making women look and feel good.
Feel good. Now when I do it again, maybe pay more.
Mrs. Terrell now only works to keep busy and to satisfy a few longtime customers like her daughter, Inez. She's 99 years old and anxiously awaiting her 100th birthday in November.
Well, if I give out my birthday to people, you have to pay for it. November 26th.
How old will you be?
100. How about that?
Her zeal for life is amazing, and so is her work ethic. WRAG checked the state of Tennessee, and they first issued her license to operate on January 30th, 1945. She rents space in a salon now, but once had her own thriving business. She's outlived almost all of her customers.
People my age that I used to buddy-buddy with, I don't have a single one. I was in a bridge club. I'm the only one in the club that's living.
Work is part of her secret to longevity.
I'm not used to just being up in the house. See, I work so long. I've just been around people. So I enjoy being with people and doing something exciting.
Most old people, they're a little dry and droll. I can't deal with that. I got to live. I do the things that make me happy.
Working brings her joy. but she plans to finally retire at the end of the year. But she says, don't expect to find her sitting around the house doing nothing.
I just be waiting on somebody to call and say, Carrie, you dancing? I said, no, what is it? Well, come on over here. We doing so-and-so. And I jump in the car and go, I just want to do something.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapie Shampoo and Carapie Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapie Shampoo and Carapie Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapie, and we thank you. Please register at Carapie.com and join our Carapie community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you. Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins. Listen, guys, I'm into all of our fans, and, you know, unless you've been under a rock in recent days and recent weeks, there has been a huge amount of coverage in the media with regards to some of our popular entertainers in the Black community. And Nicole Marie Michael Hopkins, I don't know if you've seen a lot of this online. It's just been all over the place. You have had, I don't think it's a secret, Cat Williams did a long, several hours interview about a lot of folks in Hollywood. There, before that, there was all this discussion. Cassie had a big lawsuit that she had filed or was planning to file or had filed. I think it had been filed at that point against Puffy. Right. He Diddy Combs, and I think it's been since dropped or something, as much as we know. And just so much in the news. Even Oprah's name has been mentioned with certain things about links and not paying the actresses in her movie appropriately. So what is all this? It just seems like there's so much talk and on the internet. Oh, my. Is it just me, or have you guys noticed it? Nicole, Michael Hopkins, Nicole, have you noticed anything or any of
this? I certainly have. It's been, you can't go on social media without something popping up about it, about someone, something that's happened, or what somebody else thinks about it, and they're doing an interview or making a comment about something. It's just all over. And to me, I don't feel like it's just necessary, the entertainment industry. I think whatever industry it is, there's both good and bad. But I think it's come to a point now where people are just exposing the wrong that is being done or that they feel is being done. It's just now being exposed.
They're
bringing it
thing.
To the light.
Right.
And then I feel like once it has gotten started, then other people feel more comfortable stepping out and saying something. Well, this happened to me, or, you know, I found out about this or found out about that. And just, it's just exposure.
Yes. Well, I agree with you 100%. Michael, have you noticed it as well, being online? I know you spend a lot of time working on behalf of the veterans, but are you seeing a lot of this in your feed in with regards to some of these big folks?
Very much, Carrie and Nicole Marie, very, very much. It looks like every time you turn around on social media, there's always something about someone that is some type of, that's a Black entertainer or entrepreneur, or it's always something.
That's the thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the whole thing. You're right, it is. It's something negative. Never the positive things that
exactly
that
or we
person or organization. Or we it's kinda hidden. And sometimes my personal opinion, Michael Hopkins, I feel like it's like there's a target being aimed at certain entertainers. That's just my belief.
That's the case. Well, that Michael, we're gonna let you have that conspiracy theory-ish type of a possible.
Did I do it again? That conspiracy theory. Uh-oh.
Yeah, that. I mean, you know, but there may be a lot of folks who feel the way you feel, but I don't think it's so much that they're targeting. But it can sometimes often feel like people of color or people are being targeted because we see what feels like a lot of black artists, you know, being singled out for bad behavior when it feels like others who are outside of our community get a slap on the wrist. And so that's the way it kind of seems. So I think that's what you were trying to say, Michael Hopkins.
pretty much so.
Okay. But I'll tell you guys, I don't know. This is really bizarre to me. It really is. It seems like, I think, was it Nicole Breed that mentioned something before about kind of an inverted universe where it's topsy-turvy, everything is kind of upside down. And,
wow.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing I feel. And we've got to do something about that. It's not too late.
It's not too late.
There's always hope. And
very much so.
But bringing it up, what are some of the things we can do in the short term? I think we can, you know, my thing that I try to do is remember that a lot of the algorithms and things that you're looking are fed to you because they already know through all these different cookies and who knows what you're looking at. They're
exactly
already listening to the phone picks up
and everything.
Yeah. They pick up your audio on the phone. They can hear what we're saying and stuff. And that's why it keeps feeding us the things that we are looking at. And we are not doing anything but perpetuating all of these things. And none of it is good for us. Not a drop. I wish that our entire society could just take this and toss these phones out the window. We'd be just fine. We actually would be better. We'd be better.
I think so.
But I can say that's not likely to happen, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins.
No.
Oh,
it's
no.
Not going to happen.
No. In fact, you guys out there are probably already standing in line as we speak to buy the next iPhone. And so
Very much so. Carrie, let's not leave out that AI too. Our friend.
Well, that's what's really kind of changing the world. We don't know where all this is leading with artificial intelligence.
Right.
We don't know where any of this is leading. But I have to say, who thinks it's leading to a better place when we already see a lot of the negativity that's emanated from this?
Right.
And greed. So who in the world, can you imagine any, nobody should ever think that we're going to be really looking at a whole bunch of people doing the right thing. They've never done the right thing in 250 years in this country.
Annually. In
that I have profited more from the negative as opposed to the positive.
Really?
Yes, because...
Negative experiences?
Yes, absolutely. I really relish and treasure them more than positive, because if I have been able to survive it and reach another level, that has given me more growth, more strength, more confidence.
Yes.
It has enriched my life more, and that's why I treasure them more.
Okay. Katrina, wanted to kind of jump in, you being one of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, and to talk about the subject of friends and friendship. And, you know, in terms of being a fan and a friend, don't you have folks that sometimes it feels like they don't want to hear the truth? And do you ever have a problem truthful with your friends?
Yes, I have. I have quite a bit of people who doesn't like to hear the truth. Friends, mainly sometimes family. But I just sometimes feel like you gotta be truthful to them. Like, tell them what they don't want to hear in order for them to either grow up or make a change or either work on themselves in order to be better in life instead of being at a standstill. Because if you don't tell them the truth, they'll think everything that they're doing is okay, but it's not. You need to tell them, but you got to be nice with it and telling them that can't be mean, but you still got to be truthful in order for them to fix and work on themselves to move forward in life.
Katrina Jones, Paris, Texas.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
All right. It is so nice to have you with us, Keisha McAllister from California.
Hey,
good morning
hey.
To you. Good morning. Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. I am so excited. I always love having Hair Talk here on the Hair Radio Morning Show with our favorite hairstylist extraordinaire, Ms. Keisha McAllister. Listen, I want to kind of jump on in on this. You know, it's really, I go back and forth because you guys know, we have a lot of folks that we talk to here on the show. Mm-hmm. Who are great cosmetologists and hairstylists from every part of the spectrum of hair care. And we kind of got into an off-the-mic convo, a conversation on this topic, and I said, I'm going to talk to Keisha about it on the air. So here's the thing. A lot of folks rely now on social media. It has infiltrated our lives, and our lives. And I use that word infiltrate because that's what I kind of feel it has. But that's me personally, so I don't want to influence our folks out there. So I want to kind of talk a little bit about that, because it dawned on me. I said, "Well, has social media replaced the hairstylist?" Wherever you are on the spectrum of hair, and I really mean that, has it replaced, there's a lot of folks out there who call it, the university now for the cosmetologists and the natural hair folks, everybody's on kind of doing it themselves. So the do it yourself, of course, we call it the DIY. So the DIYers. Are leading the way on this, so to speak. So, Keisha, first let me again welcome you to the Hair Radio Morning Show today.
Thank you.
Talk about this. You're welcome. Now, how do you feel about this topic?
Well, Carrie, I think we just need to be honest about
the DIYers. There will always be those people who do their own hair, especially families that have a lot of sisters or, you know, just a lot of women in the family. They will usually generationally do each other's hair. So we just have to be honest about that. And then you have people who may visit the salon maybe once or twice a year and then will go back home and work against what the what the stylist has done to try to repair what they're doing at home. So I think we just need to be honest about the state of affairs. We will always need the professional beautician, always. But we can also encourage the DIYers to come in at least once a month, every 6 weeks, you know, where they will actually begin to trust you more and more and will come and sit in your chair. And then the next thing you know, they're yours. And,
Explain that a little bit, Keisha. When you said the DIYers to come in, what exactly come in? How talk to us about that a little bit more.
Well, when I say come in, I usually get an at-home stylist to come in when there is a major repair needed. Either they've burnt their hair out, what I call a chemical cut, meaning either they've colored their hair with the wrong product, they've put a relaxer in their hair with the wrong product or on the top of the wrong product, and now they've got a hole in the fro. That's what I call it, a hole in your fro, because you're at home really just fixing on your hair. And so they'll ask around to some of their, like, work colleagues and things like that. And now that the internet has really boosted a lot of stylists and salons, they'll look on the different apps to find a local stylist. And they'll read the reviews and things like that, and then they will, in turn, try that stylist. And as a stylist, it is our responsibility to do our thing, which is educate that person. You gain their trust because you're supposed to be good at what you do and confident at what you do. But also be realistic, understanding that you may see this person maybe every 6 weeks, maybe every 6 months. But when they come back, you know that they trust you. And I think we also have to be honest about how they are wooed by the videos online. Oh, her hair looks like mine. Oh, I'm going to try that with my hair. And a lot of times it goes wrong, whether it is a natural style or a hair color or a relaxer or, you know, it's so many different things or whatever, because they don't understand the nature of hair, the texture of their hair. You know, just because it looks a certain way doesn't mean that it's going to react or respond a certain way.
Exactly.
And, you know, the thing about our texture in our community or in our culture is that it looks like it's very, very strong and that it will not behave when you do your thing, you know, when you condition it, when you press it, when you think that it won't. But a lot of times it just takes training. It takes understanding what your hair can do. But you got to talk to a professional. You're not going to always
totally
get that
agree.
From, yeah, you have to talk to the professional.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And that's something that I want to jump in with because, first of all, I loved how you referred to this, to those who are you know, we call the DIYers. it sounds like they're like, you know, a whole group of, you know, out-of-state people, the DIYers, you know. I kind of prefer the reference that you made when you called them at-home stylists. And that's kind of nice because there are a few different tranches now. It's not just like before, you know, prior to the technology boom. So I kind of like what you said, and I think that, and I certainly agree, and I totally agree about the part where, you know, these folks need to come in, and oftentimes you're there to kind of rescue when something's gone awry.
Yes.
Because of the lack of education and knowledge. Hence,
yes,
that's why we created the Traction Alopecia Foundation in part. So
yes,
I love that, and I think that that's a very good point that you made. I'm also looking at the fact, on the other hand, where you have the clients who have been relying. This is where I think it can be complicated, where the clients are solely relying on what they uncover on not just social media, but particularly on the, you know, on say something like the YouTube platform.
Mm.
And this is, you know, this is a big thing because I've seen it where it says, you know, the YouTube is not cosmetology school. I've seen
right,
that post
right
out there. I've seen mm others that, you know, that just remind us that there's a lot more to it than, like
yes
you just said, on what it looks like and what you think you can just easily follow and do. And then
mm-hmm
you can't, you don't know whom to trust when you're just looking at a 30-second or 45-second clip,
right,
pardon the pun there, clip on hair care. So you've got to, you know, I remember writing, I wrote an article for the New York Daily Challenge newspaper. This was back in, like, the early 2000s. And I remember, and back then they used to have the different rooms, chat rooms, and everybody was going into chat rooms and talking on chat rooms through
right
AOL and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, yeah, no, I'm going back. So you young kids will not know what we're talking about here.
At all.
But I remember that, and I remember that on my article, it was literally called, Should You Trust Your Hair Care to the Internet? That
hmm
was the article I written, and you can find it. I actually have it still posted on my Instagram at Heinz Carey. So you'll find it there. It's one of the, you know, it's, you might have to look back a little bit, but you'll see it there. And
okay,
the whole subject was just that. Back in those days, the public, the non-pros, the enthusiasts, if you will, Ms. Keisha McAllister, the folks who were the enthusiasts were out there, and they were reluctant to listen to hair care on the internet through the chat room and all that. That was the early days of the internet. And I'm blown away, scan ahead, you know, a couple decades later, and we are talking about the DIYers. That's actually a thing. And
wow,
it's also a thing to put our reliance onto YouTube. You know, and again, I want to echo what you've said. There
mm-hmm
is a true paucity, a shortage when it comes to the knowledge that one needs, and which is why cosmetology is regulated and natural hair in many places is regulated, because
yeah
you need to know more than just what someone's pretty look might be on YouTube. So that's how I weigh in on this, Ms. Keisha McAllister.
Mm-hmm.
And just wanted to remind everybody, if you guys out there, if you just joined us, if you're just tuning in, I'm Carrie Hines. I'm with Keisha McAllister, and our topic today on the hair side, yes, it's all about looking at social media, the DIYers. Where are we going in the hair industry? Are we happy? Because I'm also concerned that now, for whatever reason, and it could even be tied to the economy, it could be tied to many things, where you now have folks who are totally reliant, 100% on YouTube for their hair care. Now, how do you feel about that, Keisha McAllister from California?
Well, you know, Carrie Hines over there on the East
from
Coast.
Brooklyn, New York, right?
Brooklyn in the house.
Yeah.
The thing about that is that it's a part of this generation. This entire 30 years, you know, started off as an information superhighway, and now it is nothing but everything's online, and now everything is down to an app. So for people who are solely relying on the internet, these are the same people a generation ago, their aunties went got the hair magazine out the, you know what I mean, out of the grocery store when they bought their relaxer, their box of relaxer, and they got ideas. And I remember when my auntie used to do her relaxer and then paint on some color.
Wow.
And it, when I think about it, it didn't look like much, but it meant a lot for, like, the church she was going to, the type, you know, the way she was seen. So I think the internet has helped people take chances. You know, the at-home stylists take chances. I don't know that it has helped them understand, but what I think that it's also done is help them to embrace their beauty wherever, at whatever level they see it. Because now I see somebody else who looks like me. Even if her hair doesn't match mine, there's a lot more where I...
Yeah.
That's the good thing of it. But the bad part about it is, like I said, folks walking around with holes in their fro. And we went from a generation who were... where everybody lost their edges and things like that from braiders. And now we got people who are snatching wigs off because they following whatever stylist online. And so it is still very important that the private client or the at-home stylist still go in, find someone that you trust and visit them regularly. We not, you know, I tell people all the time, I'll check on even some of my old clients that I haven't seen in a while, and I'll start the text, hey, I'm just checking on you. I'm not trying to get you in my chair. You know, I'm just, you know, seeing that, you know, are you okay? And
how do they respond to that, though? Because that's something you're not going to get on social media, folks, but how do you feel about that? How do your clients respond to that? And when you do reach out like that, Keisha, I know
that... Right, because you can't really do it social media. I mean, you can, but you can't. And
right.
But I get good responses. Hey, I was just thinking about you, that, you know. And then the next thing you know, I had just been thinking about you. I know you didn't call for that, or I know you didn't send that, but I need to come. I've been meaning to come in and see you. Oh, I saw something that you posted the other day. I've been meaning to call you. And so it all kind of connects. It really does if you are a stylist or a hairdresser that's paying attention. And I'll just go, you know, kind of go deeper into that. I think there's still a difference between the stylist and the hairdresser. There's a commonality that you have when you have your hairdresser. That's someone who knows you, you know, because we have clients who come in, first thing they walk in the door, they are telling you what has happened from the time that you saw their last appointment. Whereas being a stylist, you know, you almost have like, you know, it's not that you don't have a full schedule as a hairdresser, but you're able, they're walk in, walk out. And there's no real personability that you can gain. Now you can get them through social media, you know, but you still have to create the relationship, and that is, you have to figure out how to connect with people, and you can't dig in their pockets to get them. You have to just be, you know, be yourself. You know,
I love
you, they need to know that you're not tripping off of them, you know, sitting in their, in your chair or not. You're concerned about their hair because that's what you do. That's what we do.
Go ahead, Keisha. What were you going to say?
No. So I was just saying that's what we have to remember, even as stylists in dealing with people in this social media world or this atmosphere that we have. You have to adjust in order to succeed, and you have to adjust in order to get a group of people who are not really trusting of outsiders when it comes to their hair or when it comes to their grooming, their eyebrows, their nail, you know. It just takes a while to get those people, but you can, you know, you can pull them in.
Yes. Well, I love this. I love this conversation today. Again, if you're just kind of joining us here, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York. And, Keisha, no, you are in California. Folks may wonder, what, tell us again, because I know you're equidistant out there near between what points are you, you know, and what cities are you in between? And give us the whole breakdown and rundown on that again, Keisha McAllister.
Okay, Carrie Hines. I am in betwixt and in between Sacramento and San Francisco. I'm 45 minutes from each city. I am in a town called Fairfield.
Fairfield.
I have a beauty suite here in Fairfield. And I've, we've got a lot of rain today. Lots of rain today.
Okay. But did you just say you consider it like a beauty suite? Is that what you call the locale?
My locale, yes. It is a beauty suite. I am inside of an office building.
Wow. Now, see, when I spoke with you way back when about this, I love the idea of having like a suite, and we talked about that, where we didn't have them so much. They were kind of regional in different spots around the country, more so, more prevalent in certain places, as opposed to like where I'm here on the East Coast, in the Northeast. So real interesting. Okay, I'll take that. Now, I do want to say this on what you just mentioned. I think that's fantastic. When I, you know, heard you were in the building, I said, well, that's great, because to me that's an endless list of clientele. You will always have a clientele from that. I think a lot of it has to do with location, and location. So good stuff. Okay, so back to this topic today.
Okay.
And now, talking about social media, talking about YouTube University for hairstylists, client. Okay. We are talking about this whole topic. Is it good for the clients at all to look at YouTube and get ideas? Is there a way that folks can actually use the YouTube or social media in general and get ideas and get inspiration and then consult with their hairstylist? Is that the proper way to look at it?
I am so excited to be in New Jersey on February 10th. That is the second week, the second Saturday in February, where I will be conducting a self-defense seminar. This is primarily for women, but everyone is welcomed. This is going to be located at the Blue Life Karate and Kickboxing Center. This is in Maplewood, New Jersey. If I could, instead of giving the address, let me just give you the number. And that way you can call the individual and see if you can purchase a ticket. And make sure you attend this event. It's at 1 p.m. February 10th at the Blue Light Karate and Kickboxing Center. Phone number is area code 908-967-8132. I'm going to repeat it. Area code 908-967-8132 at 1 p.m. February 10th. Now, I'm going to be teaching the vulnerable areas of the human body that women can defend themselves. I'm going to be dealing with different scenarios, from frontal chokes to back to choke from the back, rape scenarios, abduction scenarios. We're going to be using not just our hands to defend ourselves, but I'm going to be teaching you how to defend yourself with cell phones, yes, and water bottles, stuff that you walk around with every day.
Wow.
And I am so excited to be able to share this information. And
awesome
I hope you guys
job.
Join me.
Okay.
Chilling on the east side, I've been. Chilling on the west side, I've been. Chilling on the east side, I've been. Chilling on the west.
We're back live. It is Wednesday morning. It's January 31st of 2024. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines. It is great to have you guys with us. Just kind of getting the second hour off, and it's about 7:01 if you're just kind of joining us. 6:01 for those of you out in the Central Time Zone. I'm in Brooklyn, New York, and it is our broadcast number 948. It's 9:48 today. Let me bring to the line my co-host. You guys know Nicole Marie really, really well. She comes to us out of Water Valley, Mississippi. We're going to talk and chat and kind of catch up a little bit. Nicole Marie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Mitchell.
Yes, happy Mitchell back at you. We've just been enjoying. You guys know we have a lot of wonderful content that's in our archives, and we've kind of been digging that up a little bit. And just enjoying the broadcast, still working towards 1,000 and beyond live
right.
episodes.
We're
almost there. I really got to say we're almost there. Well, listen, we've got so much going on. I'm going to see if I can also bring to the line, I don't know if you guys, you heard Michael at the top of our first hour, right? He was collecting a new award. We'll talk to him a little bit about that. We're so proud of all his efforts.
Yes,
I'm going to kind of get him on. Yeah, I think we're going to get him on now as well, because I want to do this special introduction, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Let me see if I can kind of I'm going to see. We got to wake Michael up. Michael Hopkins from down in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. I know
beautiful
Michael.
Spotsylvania, Virginia.
Michael's awake.
Happy Mitchell.
Okay. Yes.
Happy
that's right,
Mitchell,
Michael.
Nicole Marie, and Carrie Hines.
Yes. Hello. And to all of our fans. We can't forget them.
Yes. Cannot forget the fans.
Exactly, from all
very
over the world, literally.
So.
Oh, yes.
Well,
thank
listen,
you for tuning in.
We
appreciate you.
Yeah, we appreciate you big time. Let me just say, it really brings me a great joy. Usually, of course, Nicole and I are on at the top of the middle part of the show with all kinds of talk. And, of course, hope of the day.
Right.
We'll talk a little bit about that in just a bit. But it really, I said, today is a very special day for me. And I think the broadcast for our colleagues, Nicole and Michael, but also our fans and everybody else, we get to introduce you guys to one of a person who I've known for, I'm not even going to say how long, because this is a long time. But she's kind of reemerged. And she's now dedicated to helping us to get to a different level on the broadcast. So
wonderful.
I'm just, even though we just love everything that we've done, I want to kind of bring her on. This is her first time joining us live on the air, although I think she's been with us in other capacities and tuning in.
It's my great honor to bring to the line and introduce to Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, the one and only LaDonna, out of Texas these days. Good morning, LaDonna.
Good morning, LaDonna.
Good morning.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Nicole and Mr. Carey as well. Good morning. How are y'all this morning?
Great.
Oh, super
great.
Fantastic.
How are you? Well, I am awesome. Blessed to be up and blessed to be talking to y'all.
Yeah.
Sound like a plan so far. Yes,
yes,
we're so happy.
Yes,
welcome.
Yeah,
how wonderful is that? LaDonna, I have got to kind of start back a little bit. We're not going to keep you too long. I just want to kind of bring you on and talk to you just a little bit. This is a big new adventure, and we go way back. We're both out of the wonderful airline industry. It's not a secret out there.
Yes.
But that's
all
part
right.
of my background and part of my story and journey. And I think that we'll be able to connect on that and share with our fans a lot of things that that we've not talked about. I think I just kind of started talking about the airline. I think we had a big segment about a week or so ago. Michael, you may recall that. But we haven't really had a chance to delve into that, and I think there's a lot that we'll be able to, you know, help the fans with, understanding what that whole thing is about and how they can travel better and do better on that end. And so we, as I said, we are, it's so wonderful to have you with us. And one of the big things, I wanted to kind of welcome you aboard. We are excited to have you on air and become a part of what we're putting out there in the world each morning with Positive Talk from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8. For Central Time Zone folks. And now we have more than just Nicole Marie in Central Time Zone.
Right.
We've got, LaDonna, yes. You are also being from out in Houston, Texas area right now. Although I think I came out there to Shreveport. I don't know how. LaDonna and I have been friends. It's a long, long time. But I don't remember. How could she used to be over in Shreveport, out in Louisiana? But anyway, LaDonna, you're just going to be able to do amazing things, I feel, as a producer host on the show. And what that means is that it's someone who kind of calls the internet, they're talking to their family members and friends and spouses and colleagues and just out in the world finding stories and things that we should be talking about on the radio broadcast. It's also someone who's listening to our shows and finding opportunities for us to elaborate on certain topics. Everybody knows this is not a secret. Our show was inspired by and for women of color. Even though we have a great male following as well, because we have topics that relate to everybody. We're about hair, beauty, and community, as you guys heard in the first hour. And always, it's our tagline, hair, beauty, and community. And we don't just, you know, talk the talk. We really literally do walk that walk along with that.
Oh,
talk.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yes.
So this is something that's a great thing. So, LaDonna, can you tell us something that you might find interesting or, you know, maybe something that's just, you know, what's on your mind this morning as you kind of join us for the first time up early out in the Houston, Texas area, one of my favorite places that I've been to. So what can you tell us this morning?
Well, it's nice out here this morning. It's dark still. And also,
okay.
it's not too cold, like I'm pretty sure it's out there. But some of the things are one of the things that I've spoken to Carey about. It's a show that
you know, I want to work on doing in this call, Listener for You. And what that is actually listening to individuals who may have, could be going through certain things in their life. And going through certain things in their life, they need someone to speak with and or talk to. Not necessarily have to conversate back to them, but just to listen to them.
Mm.
And with that,
wow.
Then, everybody always needs someone to listen.
Right.
And as long as they're listening and you're there to listen, you don't have to necessarily talk back, but you can listen, and that will be the key to everything.
How about that?
Helping someone. Yeah. Helping someone who may need your attention.
Right.
Well, wow.
Being that,
wow.
I'm here. I love
one
that.
Of the things I would like to try to help bring to your show.
That sounds
to
awesome.
To try to help someone.
Yeah. Well, listen, again, listen. That works in tandem with everything that we are about here at the Hair Radio Morning Show and our messaging. I mean, listening, LaDonna, is the greatest skill anyone can have
yeah.
in this world.
Very much so.
Am
Very
I right,
Miss
Marie?
So.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So
Very
I
important.
Just think it's fabulous.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, how did you come up with the idea, LaDonna, to be a listener?
Oh, well, because I always listen to people. They usually, somehow or another, people gravitate to me to tell me about something that's going on in their life, and I listen. A lot of times, you know, I made a comment of what, if I can give some kind of advice to help out or something like that. I'm not a therapist or anything like that, but I try to give whatever good advice that I can. And because I felt that God allows me and my spirit to be able to listen to individuals to try to calm them down, with that saying, that's how I came up with the idea for you. Because I'm there for that person to listen to whatever they have.
I love that. Yeah.
Wow.
Amazing. Well, speaking of listening, I hope, and you've been tuned in to some of our broadcasts of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So what's your impression, since you are the ultimate listener, what's your impression of our broadcast at this point, right? Right? I got to let her have it this morning, Michael Hopkins and Nicole Marie. So let's know what can you tell us that you heard about the Radio Morning Show? What was that again?
No, I love the broadcast. I've listened to some of the individuals. I love the idea of telling us, letting individuals know about, one, their hair and the different things to do with their hair, or how to, or just giving them instructions. Also, I apologize to you, Nicole, because I haven't heard you, though. I'm sorry. But as far as Michael is concerned, I have given some of my friends information concerning the military, because I know that it is, for some people, a struggle to get those benefits that they so deserve. And I try to tell individuals, go and get it, continue to just fight for them, because you deserve it. You did a whole lot. And I know how I would tell you, you don't deserve it. I have family members who's been in the military and who is in the military. And I can use my dad as an example, because he, you know, fought for a long time to not necessarily do it, because, you know, being a strong black man, he chose not to really go through it. But even though we try to tell him, do it, because you deserve it. You did. You was in these wars
you deserve it. And eventually, finally, he did do it. He did get a percentage. He didn't get the full, but he did get a percentage at a point. And unfortunately, he lived long enough for 1 month to have what he got. And
wow.
Which he should have gotten it, you know, years ago, because he was in the wars. And he had the post-traumatic stress. So I encourage all military vets, you deserve it, go for it.
Wow.
Wow.
Well
said, Madonna. Well said. Wow.
Wow.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I've got to say, it's a great honor to have you here and speaking on behalf, Michael. What goes through your mind, Michael Hopkins, when you hear LaDonna say something like that?
Wow. That, wow. She is an advocate for veterans, Carrie and Nicole Marie. She's an advocate. And she is telling the veterans the same things I tell veterans all the time when I advocate for them on the show, when I'm helping them with their claims for compensation as an accredited claims agent. She is absolutely right. As a veteran, this is me speaking to the veterans and even speaking to their families. And even if you're not a veteran and you know a veteran, veterans deserve these benefits. We fought for this country. We had got wounded for this country. We've had all
absolutely.
Kinds of things happen to us. Beautifully said,
wow.
Madonna. Beautifully said.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. Yeah, good job. Okay, well, Nicole Marie, we're going to kind of work you into the conversation again. I want to talk about Hope of the Day. And
right.
Maybe you could share, because LaDonna hasn't had a chance to hear a whole bunch yet on that. So why don't you bring us up to speed on what Hope of the Day is all about for folks who are just tuning in today for the first time, and why the inspiration is so important?
Well, first of all, hope is the belief that our future can be better than our past. And so it's very important to each and every one of us because it gives our lives meaning. So every day on the Hair Radio Morning Show, I share Hope of the Day, which is an inspirational way from a book called High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. And I share it with all of our fans just to lift their spirits, to start their day, and for us too. Just motivation for us to hold on, keep the hope, and just have a very positive day.
I think that is fabulous. Well, what do you have today to share? And Donna, just kind of stay with us for a little bit. We're going to have you as our special guest while Nicole goes through the wonderful inspirational chat with Hope of the Day. So, Nicole Marie, what can you share with us today? What is the hope for today?
The hope for today is smile your eyes. A simple smile has immense power. It transforms your aura. It warms a room. It can even change a life. Smiling your eyes drives tension from your face and invites a mirrored response. Back to you, Gary.
Oh, wow. Okay. Listen,
yeah,
I'm a big believer in that, you know, that smiling is critical with, it's your calling card. It's your business card to me. But that's what it transcends to me and what it sends out to the world. So I love it. And as always, you know, each morning you start the day with a smile. That's what this broadcast does. It's the whole picture. And I'm going to ask LaDonna, what as our guest today, what would you say when it comes to smiling? Are you a big smiler?
Are you smiling right now, LaDonna, out in Texas?
I smile all the time.
Oh, yes, that is really great.
No,
when
she really
said
does.
That, I was like, oh, that is so awesome because I smile all the time. You probably can see it.
Great.
Can y'all see it?
Very much so. I see it.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Because smile a day is a bring so much happiness to an individual who may be a little down. So that is so awesome.
Yes. And Michael Hopkins, what would you say about Nicole Marie's hope of the day and smiling? We know that you're a big smiler because you make us all laugh. So, but what would you like to say?
Well, Gary, smiling is so important. It is so important to smile because you tell the world a whole lot about you when you smile, and it brings happiness to other people. So
right.
why be grumpy and sad? Why not smile? Even if it may not even be your best day or you're going through something, just seeing somebody smile can brighten up your whole day. How about
absolutely.
That?
True. And Nicole Marie, I've got to say for you, I know you are a smiler. Nicole has been here in New York.
Very much so.
And yes. Now, is everybody in your family, because you have a nice family, big family there in Water Valley, Mississippi. Does everybody smile like that? I know you do.
Pretty much.
Yes.
Yes. My son, he's a jokester, so he's always doing things. And, yes, I mean, my kids are very talkative, they're happy, they're go-lucky, they're, you know, just like myself and just like Luther.
Wow.
So
we
have
I
a lot of fun.
Love it.
Yeah.
Good.
All right.
Good.
Well, listen, this is just the beginning. I want to say here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, this is great. The other thing I want to say that we wanted to bring in LaDonna to work on are a lot of the topics and things that have been important to you, Nicole Marie, with regards to what women and families and that's been something. Girl power is something that you've been championing for a while. Is there anything you can share with our fans or remind us all a little bit about what girl power is as we transition over to our song, our Mitchell song?
Girl power is just encouraging one another, inspiring one another, loving on one another, and uplifting one another. We have enough negative in the world. We need positivity and that sisterhood among ourselves. So that's what girl power is. Education, bringing topics and things that we deal with on a daily basis, things that occur in our community, bringing those things to light and talking about them and just informing just one another on those specific areas.
Wow.
Awesome.
That is just fantastic. LaDonna, are those kinds of things, do those topics and championing what's important to women. How does that resonate with you?
Well, I agree so totally with you. One thing I usually tell people, and I'm saying friends and somebody who I may not even know and just having conversation with, I tell them, surround yourself around positive people because positive people are people who, that and the fact that somebody who wants something, because if you have yourself around people who being the beat down on you, that's not a nice thing because they can't bring you up. You need to continue to bring yourself around people who will inspire you to make you want to do something that you've never done before that makes some sense, who's not trying to beat you down. If you're around somebody that constantly wants to beat you down, you need to get away from that person and find somebody who can help you. And if all fails, you can always look up to the skies and say, God, please help me. I need your help.
All right. Well, listen to you. All right. Well, listen, Nicole, Marie, and Michael, and our very special guest, LaDonna from out in Texas, who's joining the family here as a behind-the-scenes producer, and someone will be joining us on air as well as often as she can. Listen, again, great job. Great job by all. LaDonna, I'm going to say thank you for joining and getting up early and from the Central Time Zone out in Houston, Texas. And we'll see you back here soon. I'll be checking in with you after today's show. So just
okay,
saying big thanks. And guys, did she do a good job?
Yes.
Oh,
thank
yes,
so much.
Very much so.
Enjoyed you today.
Thank
right.
you, Michael.
Oh,
thank
yeah,
you,
it was
Nicole.
Beautiful.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Carrie.
Right.
And y'all have
all
an amazing
right.
day, okay?
You do
all
the
right. Great job, LaDonna.
Oh, yes.
We'll be back with you soon. All right. I just love it. I love it. Outstanding work. Listen, Nicole, Marie, Michael Hopkins. Michael, we're going to go to a little bit of a music break. When we come back, Michael, we've got a lot more to catch up with. Want to talk to you about your award that we talked about. Folks listened in the first hour and heard all about it. And then also some of our upcoming guests. We've got news of the day. Broadway suffered a huge loss with famed actress and dancer and Chita Rivera. We'll get into all of that, plus some of the political things in New York that are happening and so much more. We got a big third hour coming up in just a bit as well. We'll talk about all that. Great job, Nicole Marie, on Hope of the Day and mid-show chat.
Thank
Michael, I'm going to go ahead and get, speaking of women, here is Donna Summer. Stay with us.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All Know Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins. I'm Carrie Hines. Listen, I just want to say how grateful I am, really, to be working with you guys. It means a lot. I hear the announcement always about waking up and enjoying my coffee and breakfast with my two favorite folks in the whole world. Well, this is very true. And so it's just a joy. It really is. And I just want to say thank you to you guys directly, Mr. Michael Hopkins, Mr. VTR, you know, with the Vet Talk Radio Show, and my longtime co-host and co-star, Queen of the Morning, Nicole Marie. So again, thank you guys. And Nicole Marie, what's going through your mind today?
Well, let me tell you, Carrie and Michael, I am so excited about this 900th episode celebration. And
wow.
It's just amazing, amazing, amazing to be at this point. First off, I want to say thank you to all of the fans and listeners of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I want to say thank you to our team, to just everyone that has made the Hair Radio Morning Show what it is, just a success. So I want to say thank you. And I'm so humbled. I'm so honored. I'm so grateful as well to just be a part of the show and be a part of this family and be able to work with you every day. Each day I give the hope of the day just to offer inspiration to everyone, just to kickstart the day. But you all are my inspiration to keep going, keep moving, and to do the things that I do. So I just want to say how much I just appreciate you. So thank you so much.
That's amazing. And Michael, what do you think about, Michael, when you hear Nicole Marie say those wonderful words?
Wow, Carrie, Nicole Marie. When I hear Nicole Marie and I hear those words, it just makes me, it always makes me think back to the first time that Nicole and I met you. That's what it makes me think about. And we had, I mean, we just really had no idea. I mean, you know, Nicole, we had no idea. Remember, we thought that just doing what we did with Vet Talk was just going to be a small little deal, nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing. Biggie thing about it.
Yeah.
But
we
then
come in
that,
and do what we do, and that was it.
Yeah. But then you see what happened. We met this gentleman named Carrie Hines, and we began to learn who Carrie Hines was and is.
Yeah.
And we began to learn so much about his world, the broadcasting world. And the more that we learned about his world, the more we learned that, hey, we want to be a part of this. This is fun.
Exactly.
I mean,
get rid of us.
Yeah, he couldn't. He just couldn't because this was too much fun. We enjoy what we do with you, Carrie, in the morning.
We really do.
We love it. This for us. I know for me, I mean, maybe I can't speak for Nicole Marie, but for me, this is a dream come true.
I am so excited to be in New Jersey on February 10th. That is the second Saturday in February. where I will be conducting a self-defense seminar. This is primarily for women, but everyone is welcomed. This is going to be located at the Blue Life Karate and Kickboxing Center. This is in Maplewood, New Jersey. If I could, instead of giving the address, let me just give you the number. And that way you can call the individual and see if you could purchase a ticket. And make sure you attend this event. It's at 1 p.m. February 10th at the Blue Light Karate and Kickboxing Center. Phone number is area code 908-967-8132. I'm going to repeat it. Area code 908-967-8132 at 1 p.m. February 10th. Now, I'm going to be teaching the vulnerable areas of the human body that women can defend themselves. I'm going to be dealing with different scenarios from frontal chokes to back to chokes from the back, rape scenarios, abduction scenarios. We're going to be using not just our hands to defend ourselves, but I'm going to be teaching you how to defend yourself with cell phones, yes, and water bottles, stuff that you walk around with every day.
Wow.
And I am so excited to be able to share this information. And I hope you guys join me, okay?
All right.
And if you
Dr. Odette Russell,
if you come, tell them you heard it from Carrie. Okay.
Tell you all the whole radio morning, so we love it. Awesome. Yes. Well, listen, we'll see you then. Again, that's on the 10th of February, 2024. So we want you guys there. All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Russell. Stay with
us,
everybody. We'll be right back. Awesome. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very special guest joining us today. Actually, I've known her for quite a while, and I think this is the very, very first time joining us on the broadcast. It is my great honor and sincere pleasure to welcome to the show Miss Asia Good. Good morning, Asia.
Good morning.
Yes, it is so nice to have you finally on our broadcast.
Yes.
And it is just wonderful because let me just make it clear to everybody. The Hair Radio Morning Show is about hair, beauty, and community. It really is. And so you fit right into those categories this morning. And being a young person out there in business, I'm so excited to really talk about it because I don't think we've covered the subject of realty so much, but I think it's so incredibly important right now, especially with folks looking and the way the things are going on out here in the world, people are looking for how to get a properties and rent spaces and all that wonderful good stuff. So I can't wait to hear everything you have to say today. So very nice.
Yes, exactly. So it's funny. I got into real estate during the pandemic. I was twiddling my thumbs. I was finishing up college because I did go to school for public health. And I said,
yeah,
I need to do something if this doesn't work out. And, you know, it is my dream to own a house myself. So I was like, let me be an educated consumer and go to school for real estate. So that's how I ended up in real estate.
Wow.
For myself and also to educate the masses because, you know, when you do have that certain knowledge, it does make a difference and it does impact how you are purchasing or renting out a property.
Now that is it. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead, finish your thought, please.
No, I'm just going to say that's why I became, most importantly, an NJ realtor because there's a difference between a real estate agent and a realtor. So I belong to an association.
Wow, that's incredible. And so do you sound like, it sounds to me like you really enjoy it. And that's a surprise, huh?
Yes, it's fun being able to help someone gain information. Not even if they do, like, if they don't want to purchase right now, at least they know what to look for and what is coming up so they wouldn't be ambushed with the sudden spontaneous transaction of buying a house because, you know, there is a process to everything.
And that takes that is a process, and that takes that's a big decision. But it is good that people consider buying versus renting. Is that right?
Yes, because you know the way the market is now, there's not much inventory, so sellers are trying to sell either for their best interest or just for monetary gain. And you have to be cautious of what you are spending your money on. And sometimes high rent, believe it or not, is equivalent to someone's house. And if you're paying $2,000 plus in rent in New Jersey, you're probably paying someone's mortgage on a $300,000 house.
Wow.
So
that is,
it's crazy.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, that folks are spending so much. And that brings up a good point. Now, you're located in New Jersey, and we have listeners from everywhere. But what are some of the tips that anybody can think of that they should consider when looking for property of rental and or purchasing? Any ideas that come to mind?
Yes, definitely. So, you know, if taxes is a big deal, you have to be mindful of what area you are moving into New Jersey, because every town and city has their own taxes. So if taxes is something that you are worried about, you have to be mindful of that. And then also, you know, due to the sudden shift in climate, you want to be aware of what's a flood zone. I know that the FEMA released that they are changing their flood insurance rates, and it differs from those who are grandfathered from their previous insurance policies. So those are things to consider.
Well, now, this sounds like a lot for the average person to keep track of. Is it as complicated as it sounds, or is it that that's what your job is, to break it down for us?
Well, honestly, if anyone were to hire a realtor or a real estate agent, it's just to make the transaction smooth for the consumer, for the buyer and the seller, because, you know, we're the person that's going to make all the necessary moves for it not to be a nightmare. I know at the brokerage I'm at, it's our responsibility to do our 100% best always. And if that goes along the lines as sitting in for inspections or getting appraisals done for you, we will do that. That's no problem. I'm trained for that. So those things that might fluster a consumer, look into hiring a real estate agent, because they really know what's going on in the market, who to talk to, what direction to lead you in terms of even finding a real estate attorney, appraiser, home inspector, just obtaining your occupancy to live. So, you know, those are things that can be done by a real estate agent.
Wow. I have to say, goodness, you are really on top of it. You are just killing it. You are. I'm so very happy. Well, listen, I just also want to take a moment to say, you know, and I have to, in full disclosure, Asia is just someone I've known. Asia, I just have to let everybody know, I've known you since you were just a little tiny little girl down in New Jersey. So it's just remarkable. My dearest friend in the whole wide world was Asia's dad, Theo, and God rest his soul, who would just be ridiculously proud of everything that you have accomplished. And you have an amazing family. And I was going to ask you, because balancing a family, that's not easy with business. How do you do it?
Honestly,
you have an entire family.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you know, just to piggyback off of mentioning my father, I learned being a hustler from him. He made it seem like parenting and working multiple jobs was just normal. So I probably get it from him, but with the help of a planner, and then, you know, the Google Calendar, those are my best friends.
Well, I hear you, and I can certainly echo that. I tell you, I was just thinking about Theo because, you know, I talk often about being a flight attendant or being in the airlines, and I have to let folks know, I would have never, ever made that decision. I didn't even want to be a flight attendant,
But your dad talked me into it, and that's how I became a flight attendant. He encouraged me to do so. And that's how I ended up, and which was a big thing, and staying with the airline. So, you know, great memories, and I. It's so nice to see all of that come to full fruition through his offspring. So, just great job. I'm very impressed with two wonderful little girls of your own at this point, and you're just doing some amazing things, and so a great husband, and you just got the whole family thing sewn up. So listen, back
you.
To this realty. I am just blown away. So folks, down in New Jersey, of course, Asia's out there doing her business thing. So we're going to encourage, of course, if you want to contact Asia. Now, are you on like social media and all that kind of stuff for folks with your business?
Yes,
okay, well, tell folks how they can connect with you and all that good stuff.
Okay, the easy way to find me is through Instagram. If everyone is Instagram savvy, I am at Asia.NJ.RealEstate. That's on Instagram, and then my email is AsiaGood, AsiaGoode, at srnjtean.com. So that's AsiaGood, AsiaGoode.
And you can, of course, contact us at Hair Radio, and we'll put you in touch with Asia. And so just, again, real proud of you and all that you are accomplishing. And we're going to remind folks from time to time who are looking for, you know, different spaces and things of that nature to check in, check you out. So, Asia, anybody you want to shout out to before we say goodbye this morning?
No, I just shout out to you for convincing me to come on. You know, I didn't expect an interview from this. And, you know, also the brokers that I work for, you know, Signature Realty, are located in Summit, New Jersey. So.
And to your incredible family for supporting you, of course.
Yes.
That
yes,
goes without saying. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, listen, thank you, Asia, for being my guest today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You did an awesome job.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You got it. All right, folks, keep it right here. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go this morning. Stay with us.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston, Tony Terry, and of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
And welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Carrie, over to you.
All right. We're back live. It's Wednesday morning again, January 31st, 2024. It's my great honor to have you guys with us as we kind of roll on in to the very end, tail end, I should say, of January. It's really quite awesome and amazing. It's been really kind of a fun day on the broadcast today. Let me see if I can get our colleague and co-star, Mr. Michael Hopkins, back to the line. You guys know Michael, you putting in the work this morning. Michael Hopkins from down in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia.
Oh,
again,
yes.
Again, Michael, welcome. As we right before we get into the third hour of the show today, what has been your thoughts? Have you been enjoying the broadcast?
Oh, very much so, Carrie, from the very beginning. This
really?
Has just been, oh, yes. You played one of my favorite songs this morning, Havana.
Oh, get out of here, from Camila Cabello. She is very talented. I remember the first time ever hearing of her was on a TV show, one of those talent shows. She was a part of a group called Fifth Street Harmony. And
I think that was at Fifth Street or Fifth Harmony. Fifth Harmony was the name of the group. And she was one of the singers. Yeah, Camila Cabello. And so this is one of my favorite songs, too. Sounds a little bit, it's very Cubanish. You know, I love the song. But yeah, thank you, Michael, for that. And I think we had some great topics today, too.
Very much.
I heard
so.
About this special award somebody received, Michael Hopkins. Can you
yes.
just remind our fans of what we're talking about? Michael Hopkins was presented with a special honor this last couple of days or so. So just bring everybody up to speed, Michael. What was that all about?
Yes, the Veterans On Board, that's a veterans peer group organization that I'm with, on Sunday, this past Sunday on the 28th, they presented me with a Buffalo Soldier Award for all I do with helping veterans with their claims as an accredited claims agent. It was just such a beautiful, it's a beautiful award, Carrie, and as you would say, it's ginormous. I have to find somewhere in my house to put the award. It's just that big, and it just blew me away. You know, it's humbling. It really is. It's humbling, Carrie, when people recognize something that you do, and it's just humbling.
Wow. Well, it's well deserved. So I just want to say that the VOB, they know what they're doing, and taking a moment to recognize our colleague, Mr. Michael Hopkins, who is an accredited claims agent. And Michael, for those listeners who are just joining us today for the first time, who might want to know what exactly is an accredited claims agent, as I've nicknamed an ACA, what does an accredited claims agent do?
An accredited claims agent is tasked with helping veterans with filing for compensation and representing veterans when it comes to compensation. The VA, i.e. Veterans Administration, has allowed people like myself to assist veterans with the filing, the helping, the just representing veterans with the claims and compensation that they so rightly deserve. That's what it's all about, Carrie Hines, and our friends and family out here and those who advocate for veterans. Once again, you don't have to be a veteran to listen to the Vet Talk Radio Show here on the Hair and Radio Morning Show. You don't have to be a veteran. You can care about veterans, and you can turn them on. Yeah, I mean, that's how it works, Carrie Hines.
Exactly. Well, listen, Michael, I also want to take a moment to kind of chat and check in with you. Turning over to the broadcast on Tuesday of your show, the Vet Talk Radio Show, which is every Tuesday at 8:30, like Michael said, 7:30 for Central Time Zone, folks, right here on our network. But you had a special broadcast yesterday that talked about one of my favorite subjects, and I just loved it. Michael, do you recall what that was that aired yesterday? Can you share with everybody?
Oh, very much, very much, Carrie.
And what that was all about. Yeah, so talk to us about that.
Very much, Carrie.
I loved it.
Yeah, we talked about tinnitus and hearing loss. Those are two of, I guess you could say, popular topics that a lot of veterans have. They have those issues. And we kind of did a nice deep dive talking about tinnitus and hearing loss. Very popular show, Carrie. Very popular show.
What is some of the feedback? Have you received any feedback from the folks?
Well, you know, Carrie, the good thing about it is that a lot of the vets out there, they always talk about this. They always. And I always get feedback when we put a show on like this. I always get feedback. That's what I love about it, Carrie. That's what I love about what we do.
Awesome job. All right. Well, Michael Hopkins, let me just say great work. We're very proud of all that you're doing. And as you heard mid-show right here live on the air, if you're just tuning in, then you might have missed it. But we welcomed aboard LaDonna out of Texas, who will be kind of helping us behind the scenes on the broadcast. And she was just literally congratulating you right here on the air as a fan. And I just was blown away, Michael. How did that make you feel?
So was I. So was I too, Carrie. It to me, what it does for me, Carrie, it brings me so much joy when I have a fan that says, "Hey, I've been listening to you. I enjoy what you've been doing, and I've turned several veterans on to what you do, and I have family members that are veterans, and I know they just deserve these benefits, but they don't know how to go after the benefits." And every Tuesday at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, here on the Hair Radio Morning Show with Vet Talk Radio, talk about it. You explain it. You dive deep into it. That right there, now, Carrie, that just brings me so much joy.
I agree. Well, listen, that's what we're all about, hair, beauty, and community.
Community.
So why don't we take a little bit of A-B-R-E-A-K, gotta pay the bills, and so much more. And we're going to get into a lot more talk coming up in the next hour. So I've got quite a few updates. Like I said, we're going to be talking about some of the things that are happening on the political front, even though tomorrow, Wayne, who will be in this hour at this time on tomorrow's show, Wayne Smith, the political dynamo and the private sector business genius, will be with us tomorrow at this time on tomorrow's show. But still coming up today, some of the community efforts that I've made, some of the steps in my journey since becoming an appointed New York City public official. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. But first, I want to take a moment to acknowledge again the big, big loss in the Broadway community. I mean, she's a world-renowned singer, dancer, actress. Of course, we're talking about the big loss. Miss Chita Rivera passed away. And just wanted to send our condolences and all that and wishes to her family to, you know, under this circumstances, just huge loss. And we just wish them well.
Very much so.
So again, Chita Rivera dead at like the age of 91. Michael Hopkins, I just want to say we'll be right back and stay with us on today's broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We've got a lot more to get to, so stay with us.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
I just love that. Absolutely. You haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio. So listen, got a little bit of some great talk on the way. Just stay with us. We'll be right back. All right. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have with us guests that you kind of just recently were introduced to, and I wanted them to come back to the show to tell us a little bit more. And I've got to say, first of all,
Takiya, you know, just having you and Cammie on the show, we got so much wonderful response about this incredible book and her being such a wonderful, wonderful author. So real good excitement. I want to get you guys back on and talk a little bit more. So welcome back to the show for both of you this morning. Welcome back.
Thank you. We are excited to be here.
Awesome. Okay, I want to jump right on with Cammie and Cammie's Spa Party, which is an incredible book. Again, let's remind everybody first. Cammie, you're about 11 years old or so?
Yes, I'm 11.
11. And here you are, a published author. How does that feel?
It feels good.
Okay. Well, listen, tell us a little bit about what Cammie's Spa Party is all about.
Cammie's Spa Party is a book that I created when I was 7 years old because at the time, my mom owned a hair salon, and kids were, like, really, 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 really scared to go to the salon. So with, like, the kids being very scared, like, my mom brought up the idea of why not making a book about it. And at the time, I was just bored, so I said, sure. And then at the age of 6, I was writing. And then at the age of 7, we had the book published.
Wow. And how did that make you feel?
It felt good that I was a young person making books.
Yes. And I've got to ask you, Cammie, how about the kids at your school? How did they feel about you having a book called Cammie's Spa Party? How did they feel about that?
I didn't tell them.
What? Okay. Not at first. Yes, Cammie, you didn't mention it to them at first?
No. I didn't mention it because I don't know why, but I just didn't want to.
Okay.
But I did tell them. I told my friend today that I create my friend. Her name's Elena, and we go to school together. And she sits next to me in ELA, and I had told her that I created a book.
And what was her response?
She said, oh, that's nice. And then we had a shush because we had to go back to class.
I'm loving this. Okay. Listen, if you guys have just joined us out there, you're listening to an all-new edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I have a very, very special guest who was recently with us, and I'm so happy to have her back on the show. We're talking about Cammie Love. Now, she is the author of this incredible book. Now, let me just say, she's 11 years old and is already a published author. The book is called Cammie's Spa Party. So, Cammie, I know you led in a little bit with what it's about. Kind of remind everybody again a little bit what Cammie's Spa Party is all about.
Cammie's Spa Party is about telling kids and letting kids know that it's not that bad to be able to get your hair done. Like, getting your hair washed is fine. And you get to get, like, if you have germs in your hair, you get to get the germs out. And you, like, it's just a lot of fun about the book that I loved about it. And then, like, I would introduce it to all my friends, and they would be like, yeah, this is really cool. Like, I used to be scared to go to the hair salon, and it's kind of making it better, and I'm getting more comfortable with having to go get my hair done.
Wow. And when you look at the wonderful pictures, it's so beautiful to see just, you know, from folks that look like my family, you know, it looks amazing, the cover. I love it. Great artwork. Really well done. Again, Cammie's Spa Party. Yes, Cammie. So now, are you going to be writing more books?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to share anything, any idea that you might have already, or you want to wait and tell us a little later?
I'll tell you guys now a little bit of it. A few years ago, I was thinking of writing a book about denim because I was watching Lila Poles, I think it was, on YouTube when she was, like, famous.
Okay.
And, like, And when Vine was famous as well, it was like a funny laughing video thing on YouTube. And whenever that was famous, I was like, I want, like, because she had made a skit of Denim Girl, which was like a superhero, and the superhero did everything in denim. So I was thinking of making a book about that. And then since a few years ago, and my logo for, like, my book has always been unicorns, because when I made the book, my favorite colors were pink and purple. But since I made that book, my favorite colors have changed a lot, from, like, going through clear, white, black, red, blue, green, pink, hot pink, white, different colors. My favorite color has never really changed from red since I made that book.
Wow.
So probably going to change up the ideas of making a unicorn book and making a girl book, because, like, I'm a little bit older now.
Well, it sounds like it. Okay. Well, first of all, I have to say thank you for just taking the time to be a guest on our show. And I know you always shout out your mom and dad, your siblings, your brothers, you know. So thank you so much for just doing what you're doing. And keep on being a writer and just all that you're doing out there with all the books and just more about Cammy Spa Party. I can't wait to see what else is next. All right.
Thank you
for being on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And thank you. Okay. Now, hold it. I've got to talk to Takiya Smith. Takiya, good morning again. The mom of Cammy. Yes.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. First of all, it's great to have you back on the show. That's number one, to have both you and Cammy on the show again, because this is really important. I really don't know too many, like, young folks who are published authors. I don't know too many adults who are. So this is big, big news, big things here. So how does that make you feel that it's received so well?
It makes me feel really good. I'm so proud of her.
Yeah.
She just did her book donation for the backpack drive. And
wow.
So the kids are writing and saying thank you for the book. My niece got the workbook and the reading book, and that was her first time getting it. So she was really excited.
Nice.
She told her mom, need more of these workbooks. So her mom's like, okay, we have to order more. Give me a few days and we'll get some more ordered. So I'm excited that the kids are enjoying the work that she puts in.
Absolutely. Well, also, we can kind of tell now, you're a licensed cosmetologist. And that's kind of what was the impression that you guys made, like you made on Cammy when she was younger and would come to the shop. So, which inspired the book. So really good stuff. And tell us about your career in cosmetology. What inspired you to become a cosmetologist?
Well, I went to cosmetology school in high school, and it was because I wanted to learn how to do my own hair. I had very curly hair, and it was difficult to maintain. So when I was about probably 11 or 12, my mom relaxed it, and then I was like, okay, let's figure this out. So trying to get it back to its natural and then just wearing it in a natural state. I had to learn how to do it and maintain it myself. So that's why I went to cosmetology school.
Wow.
And so I loved that. I enjoyed my high school years in cosmetology and everything. And then when I became a licensed cosmetologist, I decided that I wanted to give back to the youth. So that's when I opened up Royally Pampered Kids Spa, which was the children's hair salon that Cammy talks about in her books. And that was such a fun experience, just being around the children and getting to be their first hair salon visit and, styling their hair, asking questions about their own.
Well, this can be a little traumatizing at first for some.
Yes.
You know, it's a big deal. I remember going to the barbershop for my first cut, and I remember my brother teasing me, one of my older brothers. So I know it can stay with you for a long time. So this wonderful book by Cammy makes it a little bit easier. So it really, really, Cammy Spa Party. Okay. Well, so what is this like, having an author in the family?
It's awesome to have her in the family. I'm also an author. it kind of works hand in hand. But
hold on, get out of here. Well, I don't think we talked about that. Well, you got to tell us a little bit about your book.
My book is called Pendulum of a Mother's Love, and it's about the relationship between mothers and daughters. And we talk, and my mom are best friends, and whenever we would go out places, because we worked together for like 15 years, but whenever we would go out to places, people were like, oh, I wish me and my mom were that close, or, you know, I wish I could do this with my mom. So I gathered a new author to write about their relationship with their mother and how it, you know, how it started, how it ended. Some of the mothers were no longer here with us.
Right.
They discussed their experiences and how they would, things that they would want to do with their mother if they had the opportunity. And that book is inspiring those that still have their mother here with them that may not get along with them to be able to sit down and have at least a decent conversation and kind of mend the fences, because we need so much more positive relationships between mothers and daughters out here today.
Wow. Well, I'm loving it. I really am. And I have to tell you, we're going to have to talk more about your wonderful book as well right here on the show and give some tips on kind of mending those friendships and actually in the case of the book, the relationships. I've got to say, because this is something that I've wanted to cover on the show as well, because I think that this is a great germ of an idea. It really is. And it's so needed. Oh, boy, is it needed. So, yeah. Now, so they can get your book where? Where can we get copies of this in your book?
On online on my website, it's authortakia.mystrikingly.com. So that's HTTPS, authortakia.mystrikingly.com.
Okay. And we're going to have to get things set up for you right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show as well. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so excited, Takia. I really am. So now, what do you hope is next for both of you and for Cammy as well?
What do you think? I'm trying to. Well, what's next for me, I believe, is doing more of the hair field. There may be some things unwrapped soon, so I'm hoping to get those things out in the air soon. And then for Cammy to finish her next book project, I wanted her, or I'm trying to convince her to do something with military dependents, so we'll see how it goes.
Wow. Well, I can't wait for all of this. I really can't. And this, I feel, is just the beginning. So you're getting used to finding your way around the corridors at radio.
Yes.
Any early thoughts you want to share with everybody today? We'll put you on the spot.
Of the mission and the goal of Hair Radio, it's not like when I was coming up in the cosmetology world, there weren't a lot of avenues out there that I knew of. So this is really good.
Awesome.
So I'm excited to see how it goes and continues to grow.
Absolutely. Well, listen, and just you bringing what you have to the table is going to just help us as well to accomplish everything. So I'm really, really excited. And you guys are going to be hearing a whole lot more from Takia right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show real soon as well. So, yes, as well as Cammy. So we've got you. Now, I always like to make sure that we represent everybody in the whole family. So tell us, because you've got a whole family there to support Cammy as well. So tell us a little bit more about everybody else.
Yeah, so I have a husband. He's an Army veteran. We've been married for...
Shout out, yes, to the Army vets. Okay.
Yes, yes. We've been married for 10 years. We have a 18-year-old son off in college. We have a 14-year-old son who's dabbling in writing a little bit. We'll see what comes of that.
Oh, okay. And writing, like, books as well, or means like lyrics and songs and things like that, or poetry?
So he wrote a book, and he did a workbook this summer through his the writing camp. And
wow.
He's like, Mommy, I don't know. You know, he's 14, so he's a teenager now. And so feel comfortable with release.
Right. Well, I love all of this. That is so nice. Well, this is why. Mary Ree Johnson, it is always a great pleasure to have you back with me right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And
good morning.
Mary, good morning to you. Of course, you guys know Mary from Hair Head Heart. Mary, I just want to lead on in with this. And this is kind of like talking about some of the current stories out there on hair and beauty, if you will. And so I kind of want to lead on in kind of like five items on what we think you might want to chat a little bit about today. So we're so grateful to have you tuned into the Hair Radio Morning Show. And Mary Ree Johnson, my very special guest today, what's at number five?
Oh, let's talk about some of the trends that are going on right now. Like, can I throw one out there? Color is a thing. This week alone, I did someone with ginger hair, or I created ginger hair. Purple, like the deepest purple, and on a dreadlock, like the tips, and some green. Money green is the thing. So, well, for me this week. And so color is on and popping. I don't know if they're trying to match the fall colors or what, but it's good.
Well, Mary, this is something I got to jump in and say. I have also witnessed this. The color it's been a color explosion. And I think that you guys out there know this. This is nothing new to you. You can see it everywhere. And there was for a time people would be a little bit nervous about incorporating color for many different reasons. But color has really taken off into a level all by itself. And I just want to say, go ahead, Mary.
Can I throw in? I love when people do their hair at home with color, because then they have to come to me for color correction.
Oh, for corrective spirit. Listen, I knew I was going to do that today. Oh, Mary. Yeah, you guys out there. And listen, we've talked about this recently right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, where, a lot of folks who are getting their entire cosmetology or natural hair career together off social media or off the internet. So listen, we want you guys to be aware of a lot of these things. But I love the trends and things, the items that Mary just mentioned. I think that's okay. My favorite trend that I noticed, Mary, at number five on this list today, would be the short chops that are seeming to be making a return. Because everybody had gone to the long
Kardashian flowing hair, if you will. So I think this is kind of going back to the Halle Berry, classic Halle Berry. You know, I just find it all, it just seems like we're all over the board with hair. Is that kind of the way it seems a little bit? Seeing, you know,
I think the transitions are, you know, it's pretty cyclical. You'll see it again if it's long this week, you know, next week or, you know, next season. But the thing is the cycles are getting faster. So you see the same thing that I've seen anyway for the last 30-something years, but it faster. Yeah, I'm seeing it faster. So I won't say I can totally predict, but you can tell when there's a shift coming. And so, in season right now, I agree with you. There's a lot of the super cuts. And so people are thinking they'll just grow it out in the winter, you know, and then, you know, maybe they'll be in a protective style. Maybe they'll be in braids, maybe not. But they're okay with just looking whatever nature provides, they're okay with. And I think that's a healthy place to be.
I love that, what you just said, whatever nature has provided. When can that be the biggest trend of all? I would love that so much. I really would.
Yes.
You know,
it does happen, but most people get bored and they switch it up anyway.
Okay. I can dig in with that.
Can I tell you a line that they used to tell me?
Yes.
Because I've been natural all but maybe 2 or 3 years of my entire life, and I'm in my 60s. So people used to tell me, well, your hair is – oh, thank you. It's like, your hair is long enough, it'd look good in a perm, as if it didn't look good already. And it's like, whatever, but that stuck with me. It's like, okay, well, it looks good in a perm, it looks good in a curl, you know, just like if I roller set it, it looks good out on Khufu, it looks good, you know, I just think I look good, so.
Yeah. Well,
and being in the
that.
Industry, I mean, I get all kinds of stares because it's like, well, what you doing today? Why?
Yeah, for the hairstylist, it takes on a whole new level. That you have to always have your hair on point. There is no way that you can kind of go out. Like, I can just kind of, you know, go out looking at it with my head, you know, hair sitting on my head. But as a professional, and even I still have to be careful because I also represent my hair products. I represent what we do to a big degree. My number four, Mary, is on something that has really taken hold, and I'm going to mention these states and see if you can kind of figure out about this new law. And it's already taken effect in Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Illinois, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland.
I know what this is.
Michigan, Minnesota, Nebraska, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Texas, Tennessee, Virginia, and Washington. Mary, any idea what we're talking about here?
Oh, absolutely. Duh. No, I can't. And two of the states I've been in, but I didn't make it happen that way. But it is the Crown Act.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
And that's to open up the world for preventing discrimination against hair.
Exactly. Preventing hair discrimination, I call it. Just right on top of what Mary said is absolutely correct. Here's the thing with that. And ding, 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 I forgot. You get your wonderful refrigerator for for hitting that on the head. That is correct, Mary. It is. And I always, we talk a lot about this on the Hair Radio Morning Show because I get so worked up the fact that it's necessary or needed. I really
do. Well, you know, Carrie, women in the military just got to wear, you know, they could wear pants. You know, just strange things from the strange book.
It really
but anyway,
is.
Go ahead. More about the Crown Act.
No, you're absolutely right. it is hard to imagine that, you know, that someone would literally discriminate about your hair. It's almost like someone saying that your fingernails, you know, are growing. You know, it defies common sense. So a lot of the crazy, you know, this kind of talk is irrational and emanates from irrational behavior and irrational mindsets and all of that. But the Crown Act, I'm so proud of, because in those states that we outlined, at least as of this time you're hearing the show, those are the states, and we're so excited, more are being added to the list that are saying you cannot just mistreat someone, you know, their protections in place according to that state in the way of the laws. This is you cannot discriminate, especially for these businesses or corporations that choose to do so. I remember going into my old jobs with cornrows or braids. I literally went in. And I was the manager, and it would just be a whole, that if you could see the eyes that you got, it was just always something that folks freely felt was their, that they were okay to discriminate against your hair. They don't, sometimes they didn't recognize, I'll say that they didn't recognize the discriminatory behavior, but, you know, so I'm glad of that. So just wanted to go ahead and put that on out there.
Can I throw in these things? I mean, it's sad that each state now feels that they need to ratify it, but go ahead, do your thing. This was really, or should have been covered, you know, on paper it was covered, we'll say, in the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the Human Rights Act, there we go, of 1977. So they are federally in place, but each state now.
Well,
has to
I can't say the Crown Act is yet not federally in place. But
It wasn't the Crown Act specifically,
but
all of those standards are supposed to be protected under that. But who goes
Mary,
to court?
It would be. I can only say that sadly. You know, it should be. First of all, it's even necessary. But the fact that it is, okay, fine. I'm not against it being federally protected. I think that would be great.
But
however,
I'm saying it is.
Yeah.
I can read the statute. Give me a second.
Well, here's what we're going to tell everybody, Mary. Let your fingers do the walking.
Yes.
Because we are right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show going to do the talking.
That's fair.
Mary, I think we're up to you, number three. Ooh, okay. Oh, this is a big one. Okay, Mary, what would you like to hear?
I have it. Because all the time people ask me, they bring in a product or ask me, is this stuff any good? And so that's a pretty big question. So, I have been able recently to pull out an app. There's a couple of apps that can help you look at your product and, like, rate them or tell you if they're unsafe, basically.
Well,
if they're
amazing.
They have – sure. Do you want the name, though?
Sure. Go right ahead.
One app is actually in
terms of figuring out if the ingredients in your products, right, Mary?
Are they safe?
When they ask me,
is it any good? They might be wondering, you know, will it give my hair shine? And my bend is for safety. So I looked at Proposal 65 and things that are on that, you know, saying, like, is this going to give you a birth defect? Does this usually cause cancer, especially in, like, you know, whatever the population is I'm serving? Or is it going to cause reproductive harm? You know, that type of stuff. That's what I'm looking at, and that's what these apps are looking at they are on some dangerous lists. So one is Think Dirty, and these are free apps. And the other is Yuka, and I think there's even one.
Tell
blue
that one
climate.
For everybody, Mary. The
Think Dirty?
Not the one.
Oh, the
Yuka?
Yeah. I look at my phone and see what I think it's Y-U-K-I. I'm going to double check it.
Okay. Well, you guys can Google it. And if you put in the close enough letters, you'll get it. But
it's
Mary,
Yuka,
I
like
love
the
this.
Plant, yeah.
Okay. Yes. I kind of remember that. Yeah. I think
it's the food and cosmetic scan.
Wow. I love that. That's actually amazing. Mary, first of all, thank you. Mary, you always bring us something. You're always on the cutting edge. And so we're gonna talk with Mary a little bit more about Head Heart in just a moment. So I'm just loving this, Mary. Good. So number three, being able to scan the product, being able to get some of these apps now because of technology. And in this way, I love that technology can help with that. Good stuff. I didn't even know that existed. So, Mary, I thank you myself.
Well, years ago, I had put in a couple of different pitches and, you know, got no traction, got no money, but it's like somebody did, so yay.
Somebody figured it out. Thanks to Mary Reed Johnson. Well, listen, and the fans of the Hair might have been some of our listeners right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Send me that check.
Hey, well, as long as they're saving lives, I'm happy with that.
Me too. Well, speaking of which, talking about lives being saved, well, first of all, here's something that just when you thought it was safe, to go back to watching your favorite TV award show. Here's more of, Jada Pinkett Smith hitting the airwaves. Well, here at this time, there's a big book out and all of that that she put out to the world. And so, all of this new talk about, the relationship that she shared with her the husband that we know of is a superstar, Mr. Will Smith, out of my original Philadelphia home. So this is where there was more to the story, apparently. And so the Red Table Talk. Yeah, that one. Host has now developed a shared a little bit more in this new book that's hit the world out there and all of that. And I just want to say that remember the story was that alopecia, this is how the word kind of just became a big part of our story. When Chris Rock, who is a famous comedian, was hosting the Oscars, a year or so ago and literally made, to me it was an innocuous joke about mm-hmm. G.I. Jane, but she had Miss Jada Pinkett Smith had already talked about suffering from alopecia, and I guess that's where this all came from. So anyway, it's all back. And I just don't know. I don't know what else to say. Well, she has a new book out and all of that, I guess this is a part of the promotion. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
I mean, we never know what these celebs do. But I'm looking generically right now at just a Google, some pictures, whatever. And if you know what a lace front is,
yes, for
generically,
you know.
Well, I'm talking to the listeners.
Like
I know you
just
know.
Dropped from the sky.
No, but
I've been hosting this show for 28 years.
No, not you. But it could be a new listener who doesn't know
Hollywood fans,
hair is a thing.
Yeah. Man,
so you generically.
Go ahead. Tell everybody what the lace fronts are because this is really huge.
Yeah, so it's Hollywood hair. So a lot of times shave your perimeter and then you glue the, pieces in place and you put your microphone in.
Which is awful to me, but go ahead.
Well, no, if they do it right, you don't know. I mean, you didn't know Farrah Fawcett hasn't had extensions. We didn't know, what's the lady, Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, she had extensions.
Well,
so extensions are not a new thing.
Right. No. And let me just say this, because Mary brings up a good point. Extensions have been around for years, and they've been added, and there are all kinds of different processes for that. My thing is not so much against extensions, but I don't want anybody gluing their head. That's the way I stand. But again,
mm-hmm.
with the popular
Let's talk
style,
safety again. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. So
but
that's how
I'm gonna
feel.
And
but
this is
ahead,
just
Mary.
This is just my perception of these pictures
yes.
I'm looking at right now with like the bald pictures of her. It's like I definitely
yes.
see outline where it's even a bald picture. It might be a lace front because there's some wrinkling of the scalp. You know how when you tap something
oh,
and
I
it's
see what you're saying in some of the styles
yeah.
that she's worn. Yeah. Oh no, I'm in with you on that because I can tell you we're talking about Jada Pinkett Smith going back to that. 1,000%. We've all seen, you guys out there have seen the many different styles that some of the professionals I've heard mention that they would consider it. Now, this is in their words. Some might consider it to be abusive, which would be traction-type alopecia. But the way that it sounded is that here's the thing. Is that it was making it sound like it was the other types of alopecia, which are internal and which could be triggered by other internal as opposed
autoimmune things. Mm-hmm.
Exactly, autoimmune things, which are different than traction, which is where you know it's a kind of like abuse of, well, I could say could be, you know, well, yeah, that's what it really is of when it comes to your hair care. And I don't even want to say abuse per se, because it may be unwilling, not being aware and, lack of education and all that kind of stuff.
I guess my question is, are they saying that she doesn't actually have some type of alopecia?
Well,
that's
what I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you guys that part. It's all over the internet where that's even coming into question. And it's just it's a mess. Let me just say.
Well, you know what? I'm
going to
say she's beautiful regardless.
Oh, no. I don't think anybody has ever discounted. I think the whole family, I think they're an attractive family.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what I'm going to go out and say, well, I don't agree with. To me, a lot of the ways that they seem to have made everything in their lives so public, I'm not a big fan of that. But, you know, everything happens for a reason. And if that whole thing with the Oscar slap had not happened, we wouldn't be talking about the word alopecia today. So even though we were talking about it on their radio show since 1995, you guys weren't talking about it if it had not been for that. So I just want to say, you know, let's just all move on and let Jada be
Carrie,
Jada.
Are you kidding? If we move on, they don't get paid as much. They need their money. They're going to be in the limelight as much
ooh,
as possible.
Well, let
okay,
me tell
I'm going to get censured.
Good one, Mary. Well, good one. And listen, I think my very special guest, Mary Reed Johnson, again, we today have been kind of just looking back at some of the recent stories that are out there and some hair care items that were talked in. And so we kind of listed five items. Before we get to number one, Mary, I really just want to just kind of talk to you a little bit about Hair Head Heart. Can you just remind everybody a little bit about the amazing HHH, what it's all about?
Top down, hair, head, heart. And those are a combination of my passions, and it's a company I started in 2015, and I do workshops and give presentations and, you know, just generically practice making the world a better place. No, but truly, the hair world a lot safer, increase awareness of some of the concerns that people have in their career before there's a problem. So I do have a book coming out probably toward the beginning of the year.
Okay,
we're in our last stages.
We're going to remind
you. And it'll
you
be about that. Yeah.
We want you to come back when the book comes out, and we'll keep everybody informed on that. Mary,
for sure.
Good stuff. Okay. Hair, Head, Heart, Mary Reed Johnson. And Mary, you've done so many things right here, so folks will always be able to hear you playing across our network. Let me just go ahead and toss that on in. So being our guest, what on could possibly be at number one today on some of the you know, status of where we are in the hair business these days? What could possibly be your number one, Mary Reed Johnson?
I think I'm still stuck on what's happening with hair and safety combined.
I think that would be really nice. But,
yeah.
But Mary, remember, I think we have talked about afros making a big
comeback.
You got it. That's where we are today. So, but
I have a perfect segue. Can I? Remember Steve Harvey's perfect hairdo? We wondered about whatever. He also had the lace front, and it was an afro, so how's that for a segue?
Let's just say that that's what folks have. The hair people know, and let me just also say this, because it's these days, it's not just Steve. It's a whole lot of folks.
Oh, no, everybody.
Especially
the cat's out of the bag.
Yeah, the cat's way out the bag on that. Even the cat has a lace front. So so listen, let me kind of go back on this. Mary, I love this. The reason I say that the afro has made a big return also, because someone just told me, and you guys are not going to know what this means if you're of a certain age, TWA. And so I just wanted to kind of toss that on out there. The teeny weeny afro, you know, has truly made a big, big, big return. So that's all I want to say. Mary, great to have you with us. Yes, awesome job. All right.
Thank you. It's always great to be here.
Oh, you got it. Of course, again, we've talked with Mary Reed Johnson and just some amazing items today on the show. Okay. All right. Mary, thanks again for being with us, and we'll see you back here. All right. All right. We're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Michael Hopkins, again, good morning to you. Happy third hour as we kind of wind down these last 15 minutes of the hour. Want to thank you. I thought today's show was fabulous. What about you, Michael Hopkins?
Oh yeah, yes it was, Carrie. It really was. You know, just from the beginning with the music, and one of the people that I really enjoyed. When I always enjoy her, that's our Keisha McAllister from the West Coast.
Oh, yes, our famed hairstylist extraordinaire. Yeah, Keisha, she's from out north, up north, once you get over to California. And she's always kind of, you know, weighing in on different topics. She's a cosmetologist, so she straightens and does the flat iron and all that kind of stuff out there. And she always gives us good advice. Our fans who partake in that kind of hairstyling. She's always helpful, and she just, you know, she has built her own following.
Very much so, Carrie.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, Carrie?
Yeah, go ahead. What's that?
And also enjoy Maggie Anderson and her Pledge.
Yeah.
Her pledge is supporting black businesses. And
absolutely. That's her platform.
Yeah, and you can't help but just feel her passion for it. I always feel her passion for it when I hear her talk.
Absolutely.
Very passionate.
Yeah. And I'm also a fan of Maggie Anderson. I think we play her clip every day, her segment, right here on our show. Also want to take a moment to shout out the incredible Grammy Award-winning singer, Dionne Warwick. Her sister, Dee Dee Warwick, the late Dee Dee Warwick, was inducted into the R&B Hall of Fame. And Dionne Warwick, who's been on our show right here on our broadcast, who just received the Kennedy Center honors and all that. She was there to accept the award on behalf of her late sister, Dee Dee Warwick. So, again, being inducted into the R&B Hall of Fame. So, lots to talk about on that. One sec.
Oh, yes, Carrie. And you know, Carrie, that connection that you and I have with Dee Dee Warwick.
Yeah.
You know,
I've interviewed Dee Dee twice on the Hair Radio show in Center Stage.
And I remember that.
Yeah.
And I seem to remember you saying she sounded like Dionne Warwick.
Yeah, she did. And, excuse me. Wow, right on air.
Wow.
I just Googled it. But no, I have to say, it's great memory and well-deserving. And we love the family. And so,
very talented.
Maybe what we'll do tomorrow on the show, we'll talk more about Dee Dee and Dionne, the work on our show. So I just want to say thank you.
Very talented family, Carrie.
Yeah. Well, I think
very
so too,
talented
Michael.
Family.
Yeah. So really good stuff. I want to thank Michael, Nicole Marie, our entire team, for their contribution today on the show. Again, it's the last day of January of 2024. Tomorrow, in this hour,
wow,
Wayne Smith will be live for the entire hour. He's a dynamo. 6:30 in the morning tomorrow, 5:30 for Central Time, folks. We're going to have a special presentation that we need the kids to kind of get out the room, because there's a little bit of talk about self-defense and how women protect themselves and all of this. So it's a little heavier talk than our normal talk, but you'll hear it at about 6:30 or so in the morning. And it's not too long, but you'll be able to get a little bit of that. And then at about 7:30,
right,
we'll pick that up. So Michael will pick back up and kind of take on from there. So lots to say. And then Friday, so Wayne will again be with us tomorrow live in the third hour. And Friday, Fan Day Friday, we got some surprises. Each week, we got February filled with people.
Wow.
I do mean filled. Yeah. There's a lot of folks joining us. So stay tuned, everybody.
When you do live radio,
Michael, and live TV, sometimes you got the hiccups, you've got the coughs, you've got
sneezes. Oh, yeah.
And the weather has just been crazy here in New York, so it's always a little cuckoo.
It's been a little
now, we
same
a lot
way
of
down
stuff.
Here, too, Carrie.
Yeah. Is that right?
Down here in Virginia, it's been that way.
Yeah, this is true. What did you hear? We did a little friendship clip with one of the original producers from
Pet Talk Radio Show.
Oh, yes, with Katrina and that. She was talking about friends and friendship. Yeah, she really did, talking about friends and friendship.
I thought that was really nice today.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
The whole show was just very special. So if you missed it, we're going to share it out on our Facebook page. Michael, we've got a lot more coming up the whole month. It's just busy, 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 busy.
Oh, yes.
You're not going to want to miss a day in February. We've got all kinds of people that you haven't heard of, new people, older people, younger people. Interesting. just very different type stuff going on. So I'm super hyped about it, Michael. Yeah, so it's going to be a lot. And big community stuff. Big community stuff. And we'll talk. There's been a whole lot on this vote in New York by the community board. I'm sorry, not the community board, but the city council in New York that overturned the mayor of New York City's decision to veto a bill that would compel police officers to complete information about every time they stop somebody. So we're aiming for a little bit more transparency in New York City, and that's what this is all about. So tomorrow we'll be covering this and as we kind of move along.
Yeah, that's going to be great. I'm looking forward to that. Transparency is a good idea.
It is. If you missed anything we had to say today, Wednesday, January 31st, 2024, I'm Carrie Hines with Michael Hopkins in New York City. I'm in New York. Michael's down in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael, I love this part of technology. It sounds like we're in the same room.
Yeah, very, very much so. I love that too, Gary, because it just, it brings the whole world to everybody.
Oh, it brings us within reach. Yeah, that's right, of one another.
Yeah.
That is
the most beautiful thing about it. It really does, the technology.
Yeah, speaking of which, Catherine Rhonda Bell, who is the creator of the Headbed, which is what rests on the sink to help prevent those who are getting their hair washed from having a stroke while at the beauty salon. And so Catherine created this little cushion that fits on the sink that helps to diminish that. And so she's out in Australia, and she's been on our show before, Catherine Rhonda Bell with Headbed. So Catherine is coming back to the show. She should be with us in a week or so. And so many
that's
others.
Great.
It's just an enormous list. Yeah. So we're
ginormous, Carrie. That's ginormous.
Oh, yeah, we've got a long list. So we're going to be covering that in the next couple of shows. So listen, Michael, I am always excited. Now, on the Vet Talk side, we'll get on. I know we're supposed to get it on this week, but we'll get it on next week, which is the musculoskeletal, I think the secondaries you were talking about, right, Michael?
Right, very much so. Yeah, musculoskeletals and their secondaries. And, Carrie, there are some other exciting broadcasts that I'm working on. I have some shows that I'm working on. And
what can we know? We have about 60 seconds. What can you tell us?
Wow, one of the shows I'm working on is, there are some reasons why I became an accredited claims agent. And I know I've kind of talked about it, Carrie, but this time I'm going to dive deep into it. I'm going to do a show that I'm going all in, Carrie Hines. I'm going all in why I became an accredited claims agent. And I think you'll enjoy it. And all our fans out there, as we always say, you don't have to be a veteran to enjoy Vet Talk Radio Show. You don't have to be a veteran. You can know and love a veteran.
I'm raising my hand because, I've learned a lot. Thanks to Michael Hopkins and your work with VTR, Vet Talk Radio. And so we're excited. So we want to know, I want to know what are those reasons that inspired you to become an accredited claims agent, because you were not one when you came on board here on the broadcast.
No, sir, sure wasn't.
So we're going to talk about that. I can't wait. So, yeah, Bill, let us you guys got to keep it right here for the latest with Michael, myself, Nicole Marie, and our entire team. And again, great show. Awesome job, everybody. And thanks to LaDonna for joining us for this time. Awesome stuff.
So if you missed any part,
we'll be sharing. We'll be sharing this out on our social media through Facebook. On the Hair Radio Morning Show, we have our own page on Facebook. Go check it out and share that information. So, Michael, awesome job. I cannot say enough about what we did today. So here is our outro, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Make it a good Wednesday. We just did.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Kerry Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and entertaining way possible. And we at Hair Radio take that task very seriously. I'm Ophelia, one of the newest additions to the lineup at the Hair Radio Morning Show. First, let's thank our incredible advertisers, beginning with our legacy sponsors. Rugged Evolution Beard Care, Divine Energy Luxury Candles, Carapy.com, Salon TV Network, the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book by show host Kerry Hines, celebrating over 10 years in release. Get an updated version today on Amazon. Be a guest on air or join the Hair Radio Morning Show for a panel discussion that's all about hair, beauty, and community